Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
Prime Minister Moken Tsvangirai says the Southern African Development Community influenced the formation of the unity government in 2009 to give President Robert Mugabe dignified exit in democratic elections.
You know, 33 years after that achievement, who are you fighting? The MDC was not there. The MDC is not the enemy. So who is the enemy? The enemy is poverty, underdevelopment, and lack of growth.
The 30-day mobile registration exercise ends amid complaints by prospective voters that officers from the Registrar General's office were deliberately taking their time to process people in long queues, especially in Harare and Bulawayo.
We still see people in the queues, so it therefore calls for more time, and the process is a continuous process. We urge voters to go on the register to be disinterested.
And the Zimbabwe Football Association begins the hunt to replace Warriors coach Klaus Dieter Peugeot as his term comes to an end July 31st. Prime Minister Moken Tsvangirai says the Southern African Development Community influenced the formation of the unity government to give President Robert Mugabe dignified exit in democratic polls. Mr. Tsvangirai said this in Mashonaland Central Province today, where he addressed three election rallies. Thomas Chiribasi has more details.
Mugabe! Tsvangirai! Zimbabwe!
Addressing his supporters at Chipadze Stadium in Bindura to wind up today's meetings with his followers, Mr. Tsvangirai said President Mugabe, who has ruled the country since independence in 1980, was saved the humiliation of leaving office in an undignified manner after losing the March 2008 elections. Mr. Tsvangirai, who won the first round of voting, pulled out of the presidential runoff vote, citing increasing violence targeting his supporters.
Mugabe vakaramba navanhu asi vakaramba varipo nokuda kwenyasha netsitsi dzesadak zvikanza aiwa vamugabe wakura mudhara zvino hazvina kunaka kuti ugodzi futseke chienda enda unobatana nemwana uyu kana mabatana tinokupa makore akati kuti muchigadzirisa zvinhu zvenyu mugoenda kupenjeni zvakanaka. Was the purpose of the inclusive government.
Despite difficulties faced by many people to register as voters, especially in urban areas, in an exercise that ended today, Mr. Tsvangirai said he is confident of winning the hearts of Zimbabweans come July 31st. He encouraged his supporters not to be swayed by violence that he says may be introduced by ZANU-PF ahead of the polls. Several of his supporters in Mashonaland Central Province were victimized in the run-up to the presidential runoff of June 2008.
Twice, did it by shift. Mabuza akarowa smelter here. Ndiripo. Achataori nyaya kuti this province bore the brand of the liberation struggle. Toziva. Makipi ese mana chiwecha. Mana wasikazi kuna nama zio chinda pasu. Vanhu vemashonaland central bore the brand of the liberation struggle. So no one should tell you. Kutarure hondo. Kuna akarwa. But the people were liberated 33 years ago.
Turning to issues that affect the lives of ordinary Zimbabweans, Mr. Tsvangirai said if elected into State House, his priority would be to reduce poverty amongst the country's citizens.
Congratulations.
Zvino 33 years after that achievement, who are you fighting? The MDC was not there. The MDC is not the enemy. So who is the enemy? The enemy is poverty, underdevelopment, and lack of progress.
For the country's economy to grow, the Prime Minister said the rule of law has to be restored. He claimed that Mr. Mugabe is clinging to power because the veteran leader's departure will create a power vacuum in his fragmented ZANU-PF party. The MDC founding leader, who also held other meetings with his supporters in Rishinga and Mount Darwin today, is expected to wind up his campaign in Mashonaland Central Province tomorrow, where he is expected to address rallies in Mvurwi and Glendale before taking his campaign trail to Mashonaland West Province on Thursday. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Thomas Chiripasi in Bindura, Mashonaland Central Province.